USA Radio News with John Hunt.
First Lady Melania Trump slammed a witness in the House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearings, saying she should be ashamed about her quip involving her son, Barron.
I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron.
In a tweet, the First Lady said a minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Vice President Mike Pence also weighed in, calling the joke a new low for the Democrats. Pamela Carlin later said, I want to apologize for what I said about the president's son. It is wrong of me to do that. Donald Trump Jr. sounded off on Twitter as well. Quote, that a 13-year-old is fair game for partisan hacks on a national platform shows you all you need to know about the new left and who is now running the ship. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There's a new jobs report out, and Chris Barnes in Washington has the details.
The ADP National Employment Report showing just 67,000 private sector jobs created in November. That's a six-month low and less than half of what the experts had forecast. American firms have added an average of about 159,000 jobs a month over the last 12 months. Most of November's job gains came from the services sector, and manufactured goods producers cut jobs for a third straight month. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr drew some fire in Washington for saying that if the nation's communities don't show the police the kind of support and respect the military gets, they might find themselves without the protection they need. The ALCU said Barr was telling communities to bow their heads to the police, but a Justice Department official said the Attorney General was not suggesting police would abandon their duties without public support and was referring to the importance of maintaining the ability to recruit and retain qualified officers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The president is returning from the NATO summit, and Vice President Pence likes his work. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump has wrapped up meeting with world leaders at the 2019 NATO summit in London. Now, Vice President Mike Pence says one of the things the president is very good at is using our strong U.S. economy when it comes to trade talks.
The president's also been willing to use the power of this economy and access to this economy and tariffs to leverage changes in our trading relationships. It's working for the American economy. And as we go forward with negotiations, the American people can be confident that this president is going to continue to be willing to use access to this economy and use tariffs to put American jobs and American workers first.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison sued Juul Labs, accusing the e-cigarette maker of unlawfully targeting young people with its product to get a new generation addicted to nicotine. The lawsuit filed in Hennepin County District Court in Minneapolis seeks to force Juul to stop marketing to young people, fund a corrective public education campaign in Minnesota on the dangers of youth vaping, fund vaping cessation programs, and disclose all its research on vaping and health. Ellison said at a news conference with Governor Tim Walz, they have deceived and misled Minnesota consumers of all ages, creating a public nuisance. Juul by far is the dominant e-cigarette manufacturer in America, and it's growing among children fast. This is USA Radio News.